This is the Generosity Week podcast from the Church of England. 8 daily reflections exploring giving and generosity throughout the Bible. Each day we have a different contributor reflecting on different passages in the Bible and bringing their own unique perspectives on God's generosity and how it's influenced their faith.
Well, hello there. My name is Phil.
And I'm Danny.
And we are absolutely delighted to be hosting this episode of the Generosity Week podcast. To help people understand where we're coming from, our perspectives, Danny, first of all, why don't you tell us a bit about you?
So I run my own business called The Fundraising Coach, and essentially I help charities raise money. And then prior to that, I was the founder of a youth charity and had to raise every penny to support the work there. So, Phil, what about you?
So I'm part of a team at the Evangelical Alliance. I'm an author and a speaker. It's probably worth saying at this point that we are married in government terms. We are part of the same household. We're allowed to be together. And I'm also part of a team. Both of us are part of a team leading a church at the moment. We live in Birmingham. So let's dive into this podcast, shall we?
So today's passage is from Ruth. It's chapter 1 and verses 16 to 18. And the key verse here is verse 16, which says, "But Ruth replied, 'Don't urge me to leave you or turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay.'"
And this is the Generosity Week podcast. Danny, you are a fundraiser, very biased, but I think an incredible one. I guess another job title for you could be a kind of generosity enabler. What do you think? How do you think this story of Ruth speaks to us about living generously?
Well, I like that title, first of all. So I guess Ruth, what she's doing here, she's saying, "I am with you." She's saying, "I've got your back and I'm with you all the way." And when we financially support something, that's in essence what we're saying. We're saying we're with you, we've got your back, we're in this together. And so through giving to people, to giving to churches, giving to charities, we're sticking with them. It's like a marriage in some ways. Like in the good and the bad, we stick with them. And that's what generosity is all about. And so for Ruth, she gives her support to Naomi, and it costs her. She would have been financially better off going back to her own people. But she gives Naomi everything. She gives her her prospects. She gives her a future. She's giving herself all the time she has. She gives to Naomi. So I think when we're generous, we're saying effectively, "I am with you." And we know that people give because they're motivated by what moves their hearts. Like parents might give to children's charities, cat owners might give to animal charities, and churchgoers give to their church and the important work that it carries out there.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. Just want to pick up on a couple of things you said there. This is a season of COVID. We're right in the middle of the pandemic at the moment. In the world of fundraising, first of all, I guess charities are really struggling at this time. You're experiencing some of that. And second of all, how important is it in this time and beyond to kind of stick with people? How important is it for churches and charities to kind of have conversations with their existing givers and new givers when they come on board?
Yeah, it's really important. I've seen that competing for grant funding at the moment in particular is harder than ever. There's just so many people competing and so many grant givers are just pausing to work out what's going on. So it's really difficult. And so it's the voluntary income from individuals that can really hold churches and charities through this tough time. Personal finances have been hit for so many of us through COVID, but so have the finances of churches and charities. And so for those churches and charities, reaching out to those individuals who give to them and thanking for them for saying, I'm we are with you through our giving, recognizing also like recognizing it, it might not be easy to keep on giving at the moment, but it's really important. Giving and generosity is a two-way thing. So when people give to us or to a certain charity or church, actually it's important then to respond with generosity of thanks for that generosity that they've been shown.
Yeah, it's great. And I think you also mentioned that first bit. You mentioned time as well. Out of that passage comes Ruth gives to Naomi her time. I think that's really significant. Generosity isn't about just about money.
Yeah.
I think one of the things I've really admired about you in the last year is cooking. I go away preaching almost every Sunday. And Danny, while I've been away, has been basically cooked, 120 Sunday dinners for people to kind of come around. That giving of time is really, really important.
Yeah, the Sunday lunches, I just wanted to get to know the church much better, my church family, and to help my church family know each other better. And so it's been amazing at connecting with people. But something I've noticed in that in the future weeks at church, I've seen those people that have been at my lunches who didn't know each other before have been connecting with each other, and they've been spending time developing those friendships and inviting other people round to their house or meeting up with them.
Yeah, it's great. It's almost like generosity encourages generosity. Absolutely brilliant. Brilliant. There's a lesson for us all there.
Yeah. So I've done a lot of talking. I'd love to hear about you, Phil. Now, you have been the recipient of generosity. We have in our whole married life, really. You worked for Youth for Christ for more than a decade, and part of your role there was to raise support. So how does this verse speak into some of that for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as part of Youth for Christ, one of the kind of deals with working for that kind of charity is you got the privilege of raising half your salary and had a team of supporters, over 100 people who gave anything between £2 a month to hundreds of pounds a month. And that was so incredibly humbling on one level. It was also incredible to know that people were with me. And so that verse, where you go, I will go, where you stay, I will stay. People were both with you in finance, but they're also with you in prayer. And I really remember one person when I first joined Youth for Christ in 2006 saying, Phil, we're with you as a family. This giving, this £20 a month, will remain with you until you leave. And 12 years later, I had the opportunity to write that family a note just saying, thank you, made all the difference, bless you. But also that giving kind of developed a connection between people, the people who were giving and the work, and I got to communicate some of that.
Great. So then how did you maintain that connection for that family, 12 years, but others as well? So how did you maintain the connection with them?
I think first of all, it was about kind of saying thank you continually and just repeatedly, every so often, kind of writing a letter whenever I saw them, just saying thank you, but also helping them see their place in the story. And one of the things I love about this story of Ruth is that she finds herself, because of her generosity, playing a major part in the story of God. She ends up being King David's great-grandmother. And we see her throughout the kind of lineage of Jesus in the book of Matthew, that it's Boaz in the lineage of Jesus. So she finds herself in the big story. I think one of the things that we can do with those who give to us, and where we, as the giver, we find ourselves in the story, that it makes such a difference in what we give, changing people's lives. And so I know that as a giver to our church community, I'm playing a part in the transformation of people's lives across this parish and community. Yeah. But also as a recipient of giver of gifts, was able to communicate to the giver, thank you, you really help change lives.
Yeah, that's really important. And that's that storytelling piece. It's just so important. And even in my line of work, working with grant givers, one of the key things that I do is helping the charities and churches I work with in coaching them in fundraising in how to tell their story well.
Yeah, great.
Well, this has been fun. Thanks for tuning in. And we hope this has been useful to you. And yeah, We've enjoyed it.
It's been great. Absolutely. Thanks for listening. Live generously. We want to encourage you to do that. Find some people to stick by. Find a church to commit to. And never underestimate the part you might play in their story. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Generosity Week podcast. Listen again tomorrow for our next reflection, where we'll be exploring generosity in the book of 2 Samuel. For more information about the Generosity Week, visit parishresources.org.uk and click on the link for the Generosity Week.